Only you can make all this world seem right.
I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Scherbel. This week on Wordmaster, what to do when there's only one you.
We're talking about forms of address. Speakers of other languages may be used to having two ways to address someone, one formal, the other informal. In Spanish, for instance, there's the formal usted and the casual tú. But in English, it's you and only you.
Only you.
So you may ask yourself, does that mean English speakers have no way to differentiate between formal and informal situations? We asked this question to our friend Mary Newton Bruder, the linguist better known as Grammar Lady.
We do it by using people's names. So if we want to be very formal with somebody that we've just met, we use a title plus last name. So Dr. Snow or Mrs. Jones or Miss Scaife, for example. But if we want to be less formal and we know the people better, then we use their first names. And the rules for calling people by their first names, generally the older person will suggest, oh, please call me Joe. Don't call me Dr. Smith. Call me Joe or something like that.
Okay, let's say you've just met a person. Roseanne had this question for Grammar Lady. What happens when it's a situation where it's not immediately clear how formal you should be?
The reason I'm asking is because we have a young man living with us this summer who is from Atlanta. He's a college student, and he calls me ma'am. So that's something I'm not really used
and
to.
And he would probably call, does he call your husband sir?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think Southerners tend to be more formal, and he'll probably have to be there quite a long time before he will call you by your first name.
Is this generally a big problem for people coming in from other cultures because, indeed, they do in their languages have these two levels?
Well, I think it is a problem because the rules are not necessarily explicit. People will not say to a non-native or a non-English speaker, don't call me Mary, call me Dr. Bruder, for example. I would never say that. I would never correct someone, even though I felt uncomfortable by the use of my first name. I still wouldn't ever correct them.
And I guess one thing you never use in a term as a form of address is to call someone Ms. You never say that. Excuse me, Ms. Say
no.
Miss.
No, you say usually... Miss, and you wouldn't say Mrs. either.
Right.
You'd say Miss or ma'am.
So I suppose, you know, people are they've come over, they're meeting with a prospective employer or a prospective school, university that they want to attend. Your advice is to be formal, but if the other person, the person in authority, suggests that you loosen up, then you should.
Then you should do that,
But still refer to the person by last name and Mr. or Miss or Dr. Professor.
Yes, unless specifically invited. On more than one occasion, I would continue to use title, last name, continue to be formal for quite a while.
Mary, I think it also has to deal with how you feel or how the person feels, you know, talking to you. I think I can tell someone not to call me ma'am, but I think they have to reach a certain comfort level before they're able to do that.
That's right, because what happens, if you ask them to do that before they're ready, what you get is avoidance. They don't call you anything.
What bugs me sometimes is when people use my name too much. And well, yes, you know, Mr. It's usually salespeople, you know, where they keep using your name. So I guess when you're talking in a situation like a job interview or speaking with a professor, yeah, it's how do you know how often to use the name or is it just better to kind of avoid it and
use it at the beginning and at the end. And there's no real need to use it in between time because you know you're speaking to the person. I think that's what bothers you, Avi, is that the person who's trying to sell you something is trying to capture your attention, but he already has your attention. It annoys you to have him keep repeating your name.
That it does. And also when store clerks read your name off your credit card and start calling you by that.
Yes,
you
know? Especially by your first name.
Right.
Oh, that drives me crazy, too.
If things like forms of address are driving you crazy, you might want to look at a book by Grammar Lady Mary Newton Bruder called Speaking Naturally, Communication Skills in American English. You can also visit her website at www.grammarlady.com.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. With Roseanne Scherbel, I'm Avi Arditi.
Only you.
as well seem right. Only you can make the darkness bright. Only you and you.